Charlie, do you love daddy or mommy more?
What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
I'm not going to say tonight will be a waste of time, because maybe you'll learn something tonight, this Saturday night, with me, Josh Hadley, as well as Kat. Charlie McMullen is here, too.
I'd learn something every time. Never something I wanted to learn, and always something I regret having learned, but I'm learning is the point.
I is learning. You want to learn something else? How about the Adam and Eve promo? You can go to adamandeve.com, use the promo code WHAT to get 10 free DVDs. Well, 10 free items. 6 free DVDs, a gift for him, a gift for her, a special mystery gift, and free U.S. shipping. That's 10 free items for using the promo code WHAT at adamandeve.com. You just learned that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if we didn't hear it every week, we might have learned something new.
While you're learning, try to keep in mind that honey is essentially bee cum.
Yes, I did read when you put that, and yeah, it kind of is.
Knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe.
Well, there's one to grow on.
How about sometimes how knowing isn't exactly what you want to do for this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Now, there's always been this joke about how people, bootleggers usually, would use antifreeze in liquor. Well, apparently that's true. Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey in Europe is being recalled because one of the chemical ingredients is one of the same ingredients used in antifreeze. Propylene glycol. Really? We're still doing this? We're still putting antifreeze in booze? Like, in legitimate booze?
What's terrible is that I love Fireball. It's such good shots right there.
This is the European kind that's only being accused of this. I'm guessing the U.S. version has different ingredients, or the FDA is just not doing their job over here.
It's not so much that we have different ingredients so much as lower standards.
That's not better.
Yeah, but I mean lower standards when it comes to poison, because people... Fireball, you go in knowing it's bad for you. I think worrying about how bad...
Fireball cinnamon, no less.
Yeah, that's just semantics when you get down to it. Because when I used to drink Fireball, I abruptly recalled it each time. It's kind of disgusting.
Did it have a little antifreeze aftertaste?
It made me warm.
How would you know?
Yeah, like, wait a minute. I remember that when I drank antifreeze.
Okay, but is it sad that they're still using propylene glycol in food, even though, and this does go to Kat's lower standards thing, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says, quote, that propylene glycol is generally recognized as safe for use in food and is used to enhance flavor by absorbing water. The European version of the FDA says, no, it's not safe.
Semantics.
Okay, just semantics. So maybe if you're in Europe, stop drinking Fireball, I guess.
Or if you're in America or China or anywhere on the planet, just don't drink Fireball.
I really feel like the whole saying it's antifreeze isn't really true, because it's not the exact same thing that I put in my car to...
But propylene glycol is the main ingredient in antifreeze.
Right. And we also have ingredients that go into, let's say, our vaccines that we recognize as being okay, but when you break them down, it sounds really scary. And this is how you get anti-vaxxers, because you don't understand the science of it. Therefore, it sounds really scary. Therefore, it must be bad. And I kind of feel that that's where I'm at with this, where I'm like, I don't really know what that means, and I don't really know what that means for my own safety, but I haven't died yet, so I'm probably okay.
I can still see. Actually, you won't die from it. The most common side effect is you'll go permanently blind.
Well, I mean, if you drink enough of any kind of liquor, that's what's going to happen, but...
I was going to say, there's a blurring effect with any kind of Fireball, but that's inherent to the alcohol content.
Right, so I mean, unless you're drinking Fireball, like... Well, I guess if you're drinking Fireball, you should know what you're getting into, but still.
I wonder, though, if you run out of antifreeze, could you then put European Fireball in your car?
I think you would get just as much quality results as if you had drank it. I think that might be the side effect that makes users of Fireball sort of manicure their facial hair and buy t-shirts two sizes too small and demand to know how much you bench upon meeting you.
Well, okay, this last week, we just had Halloween, which, by the way, I hope you guys both had a happy Halloween.
I probably put on like 5 pounds, so it was pretty good.
Spent most of it in an airport.
Oh, that sucks. Walmart apparently doesn't quite understand the attraction of women to Halloween. For 45 minutes the other day, on October 27th, for 45 minutes, Walmart had a category on their website of fat girl costumes.
I'm guessing that was a folder name that someone forgot to change before they posted it.
I'm not so sure because there's more to this story. So they had the fat girl costume section. After some complaints, Walmart just made a blanket statement and took it down. Then a day later, it went back up for 15 minutes. Fat girl costumes, and then Walmart had to yank it down and apologize again. That tells me some rogue programmer at Walmart.com was like, no, these fat whores are going to pay.
I don't know about that.
The second time it went up, it wasn't a mistake.
Anytime you're talking about Walmart, you cannot rule out the possibility that somebody was trying to get fired.
It really seems like this is the kind of thing where somebody maybe not made the same mistake twice, but I like Charlie's idea where somebody uploaded a file name and forgot to rename it, and there's some spiteful asshole.
That's what the layout department calls it.
And somebody was like, oh shit, we have to take this down. Okay, we need to put it back up properly. And they made the same mistake that the last person did, except that last person was probably fired.
Possibly intentionally.
Because they probably did it on purpose, or at least they were the instigator of what became on purpose. Or I don't know. But
I just find it funny that fat girl costumes, I get that, like, if you're labeling the file, like Charlie said, why would you not just call it plus size like it's going to wind up on the website? Or I should say, like you want it to wind up on the website. Why would you call it fat girl costumes? That sounds like a bias back at the programming department, doesn't it?
I mean, these are people who work for Walmart on purpose. How happy with their lives can they be that they don't have to? I mean, like, you got to find joy somewhere. And even if I don't like it, you know, hey, you had some fun and now you're fired. But you had some fun. If I could name the shit that I have to do at work, I would have very inappropriate names for stuff.
Well, Walmart tweeted this. This should never have been on our site, and we apologize. We quickly removed it and made sure not to let it happen again. That was the first time, and then it popped back up. So clearly, no matter what we think of this, Walmart was hardly on top of this.
Yeah, it really sounds like they had to fire that guy and then they got another programmer in, and it was like their other programmer who doesn't really know what they're doing is just their guy in case of emergency, and just like was like, oh, so all I have to do is upload this thing, right? Okay, I can do that. And the exact same, and did the exact same thing the last guy did, except he did it on accident and not on purpose.
I find the fact that this is even an issue that it ever happened in the first place funny. I mean, I do find it funny. I get why women were offended by this. Doesn't mean it wasn't funny.
Oh, no, I think it's hilarious. Because it's just so terrible, you have to laugh. You're like, somebody there is fired now.
Plus, it's Walmart. I mean, if their online marketing department is anything like their clientele, they are long past the point of giving a fuck about anything.
But you would think Walmart's kind of a rednecky store, isn't fat girls kind of their biggest demographic? No pun intended.
It's not always an insult, I can tell you that.
Target goes with plus size. Walmart goes with fat girl. Same costumes, right?
Just levels of decency that do or do not exist.
See, that's your problem. You expect the decency from Walmart.
I don't expect decency from Walmart at all.
How about decency?
I've been to a Walmart ever.
How about decency from AT&T?
No, sir, you should. You don't, but you should.
The FCC is suing AT&T over its, and I'm adding the quotes, quote, unlimited data plan. Turns out that the FCC has said AT&T has, quote, misled millions of its smartphone customers by slowing down their data speeds after they've used up a certain amount of data in a single month. Here's what happened. AT&T offers unlimited data for X amount of dollars. It varies from person to person, state to state. They found out that people are data hogs. People are using so much data that after a certain point, they just start slowing you down. The FCC called it this, at one point, to almost dial up speeds for your unlimited data plan.
That's just cruel.
So what they're suing AT&T for is, you cannot tell people it's unlimited data if when they get to a certain point, you throttle them. It's either unlimited or it's not. What do you guys think about this? Do you think this is a deserved bitch slap, or America are just data hogs?
Yes.
Both, huh?
I agree.
We are completely addicted to our data.
whether it be on our phone or our tablet or our computer, we are addicts and we use quite a lot of it. And if we are given unlimited data, we will exploit that unlimited data, whether knowingly or not.
This is all you can eat.
Exactly. So yeah, I can understand that. Hey, yeah, they're using so much data. It's the equivalent of sitting around a buffet for 10 hours and just going back whenever you're hungry. You're kind of abusing the privilege. But on the other hand, if you didn't want to give people unlimited data, you shouldn't have advertised for unlimited data. You shouldn't have unlimited data plans. And now a lot of companies don't have unlimited data plans because they realize, oh shit, we're going to lose so much money on this.
If you tell people that there's a cap, they'll be a little more frugal.
Right. They'll go, oh, I should wait until I'm in a Wi-Fi area to do this or that. And I think this is a good lawsuit, though. This is the whole, hey, look, bitch, no false advertising if you're not going to follow through with it.
And I want to correct myself. I said FCC accidentally before. It's the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC. That was my screw up.
Well, I've never owned a smartphone, so I don't know how much data one should conceivably themselves too, but I just think AT&T underestimated how much of our humanity we've lost since smartphones became a thing. Apparently a whole lot of it. They were wrong. They shouldn't be taking it out on their customers. They are the ones who offered unlimited data. AT&T's in the wrong. Fuck them.
I think this could actually change things, because if the FTC's lawsuit is successful, this could change the wording of how, because a lot of places, like Kat said, a lot of places used to offer unlimited data until they found out we were a bunch of pigs. This could technically change the Wi-Fi data industry. I think this is a good thing, and I think AT&T deserves a good bitch slap for it. Of course, AT&T is shuffling this off like they've got nothing.
Honestly, though, I think that so many companies have a limited unlimited data plans. Like, they just don't do it anymore. There's a couple of people who are grandfathered into older contracts. But, like a year and a half ago when I got my last, like, when I upgraded to my new smartphone, like, they didn't have unlimited data plans anymore for Verizon. Just because Verizon was smart and was like, hey, we know we're not going to honor that. And to be honest, you have to use a whole lot of data, like, to really be in violation. So you've got to, like, not have a Wi-Fi set up at home, and you've got to be, you know, doing all of your data on your phone.
YouTube uses a lot of data if you're doing it on a phone.
It really does. Like, you got to be watching a lot of videos to eat up that much data in a month. If you don't have Wi-Fi at home, you could probably eat up all your data in a day. But if you have Wi-Fi at home, you shouldn't be eating up that much data.
I like to think that people use all their data listening to this show.
That is such a nice, nice fantasy that you have there.
Yeah, well.
Feels good to picture.
It's nice to hope.
Yeah. So,
sorry we're fucking up your phones, everybody.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
So, do you guys think that if the FTC's lawsuit is successful, what do you think will happen? Do you think, because right now it's kind of up in the air what would actually happen, whether a class action lawsuit would be allowed, whether AT&T would have to it's not like they charge their customers extra, so there's technically no refund, but do you think they would be owed credits, or are they opening themselves up to a class action lawsuit for false advertising?
I think this could open up a can of worms for, like, on the false advertising side of it. But there's always fine print, and I'm fucked if I'm going to read it. That's one of the big reasons why I don't have a smartphone. I'm sure AT&T will be covered somehow if it goes to court. It probably won't go to court, though. I think AT&T is just making a change to their service, and you can either bend over and take it or go bend over in front of one of the other companies.
That's a really sad statement that we really can't fight back. You got to bend over one way or the other, huh?
Kinda, yeah. I mean, as a former AT&T employee who's just now shitting correctly again, I can tell you, it's just a horrible industry. I don't think any one company is any less guilty than another. That's just all awful.
I don't know. I'm pretty happy with my service. Look, I can't say anything too terrible because they make money for me through my work and everything. Cell phone contracts help me get a paycheck, so I can't complain too much.
Switch, and I'm happy with my service on my phone. I just think it's become such a necessity in this day and age to have one. I feel like I don't know how Charlie survives a smartphone, because I think about all the things that, wow, I really rely on this way more than I should. But
Kat,
that's just what
I have a flip phone from about 8 years ago.
I don't know how you guys are surviving.
You know what? I'm a Luddite and I'm proud, damn it.
Yeah, like I don't really know, other than GPS, which I already have separate on my car anyway, I don't really know what I would use it for.
I don't need it.
I don't need it. You know what? If I want to look up shit, I'll call my wife or my mom. Hey, I need you to look up something for me.
Yeah, I can't call my non-existent wife or my mom when I'm, like, at work or, you know, in the middle of dinner or something. Not going to really call people, but I can look up something real quick and answer a quick question, and I use it all the time, but a lot as a GPS.
I could just be curious about it until I get home.
But we live in
the age... That's what we used to do back in my day, you youngin'.
Also, I've never had a question that I couldn't answer myself.
Really? Never?
Well, the answers aren't always correct, but they're the ones that I accept.
He didn't say he would give the correct answer to himself. He would just answer it.
I would satisfy that curiosity.
I just think about all the times I've used it as a GPS or whatever, that all the how easy it's made my life compared to when I just had a phone that wasn't a smartphone, or even before I had a cell phone. And I just think, wow, my life is so much easier now. I'm not as reliant on it as, say, teenagers are today, where they can't go 5 seconds.
Yeah, like whenever I'm reading a book in a public place, if I'm waiting for something, I notice teenagers just like looking at me like the way you or I would look at a Sasquatch. Like, oh my God, he's turning the pages. Look, that's paper.
I'm thinking of Kim Coates in Waterworld. Paper! All right, on that
dirt.
Note.
He's got dirt.
On that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's the more serious stories.
your more powerful twin. The one who seems to be everything you thought you could never be. It's now or never to knock them down and soar to be free. You're on a roll now. Go! In my mind.
Welcome to Heart Attack, folks. I am Hart D. Fisher. With me is Josh Cranky Pants Hadley. And yes, we're done with all the Halloween episodes. Hallelujah.
I love Halloween, but I just wish it would last longer.
Yeah, you know, I love Halloween too. And the one thing I got to say is, folks, if you're going to pack up your family and you're going to go trick or treat in the quote, better neighborhood to get more candy, you need to leave somebody at home to handle your own fucking neighbors. This holiday, Halloween, it starts with the kids first, guys. The reason we love Halloween, it started when we were children. And you got to remember, if you're going to go off to another neighborhood, you still got to take care of your neighbors, the people that you deal with every day. And I saw this happen, and it was mostly white families that I saw doing this. These white families that are recent additions to Highland Park, I noticed we're all getting all dressed up and heading off to the good neighborhood and saying fuck you to their own neighbors in their own neighborhood and locking up their homes, even though they were all decorated for Halloween. And I was like, maybe there was only two houses on my block that gave out candy. It's like, what the fuck, man?
I had a ton of kids at my house.
Yeah, I was, you know, we didn't have as many kids. We had a lot of kids, but I've seen more in the past. Been where I am for 14 years, so there's been times where I've been home for Halloween and I've been out of town for Halloween, but if I'm in the city, I try to always make sure I've got something for the kids. One year I gave out comic books. I know that you talked about giving away comic books too, right?
I gave out a ton of Alpha Flight, X-Men, and Supermans.
Yeah, I used to do that until I ran out of all the kiddie comics. What I did is I went through the kiddie comics of my old comic collection and I gave them away. And I gave away like some of the religious books Boneyard put out, like Soldier of God. And I gave them away on Halloween until I ran out. For a couple of years I did that. And man, you know, the kids loved the comic books more than the candy.
50-50, really. I had some kids, it blew my mind. A kid came up in a Superman costume, and when I offered him a comic, he goes, "Nah, I don't like comics." You realize that doesn't make sense when you're wearing Superman, right?
Yeah, right.
I guess
since this is
Superman from the movie. movies or the cartoons, I guess. I don't know.
Since this is Heart Attack, and we've been talking horror for a while and Halloween for a while, I suppose we'll talk about some stuff happening in the news. Folks, I really recommend that you go to the Heart Attack Facebook page, because we congregate a lot of these news stories there. So if you want to see these stories that I'm sourcing, and we have a lot more stories up there that we haven't talked about. Like, one of the things that has been kind of overlooked in this big election is they've been talking about the NSA spying on the world is supposed to make it safer. But thanks to NSA spying, Brazil has decided to build their own internet cable to Portugal to avoid NSA surveillance. And what does that mean? It means that U.S. companies could lose as much as $35 billion in revenues because of NSA spying, and that's just in Brazil. Now, that's a pretty big news story that, gee, how come nobody's talking about the true costs of our NSA spying campaign?
The big one I saw being avoided was the net neutrality debate is kicked up again, but it got lost in all this midterm shit.
Yeah, they want to do the dude who's in charge of this net neutrality thing at the FCC. His name is Tom Wheeler, and he's got a new plan. It's a hybrid plan for regulating the internet. And what does he want to do? He wants to create a retail side and a wholesale side. But here's the part that really scares me about what he wants to do. Under Tom Wheeler's new plan, back end of the internet would be classified as telecommunication, which means the FCC would regulate any and all deals made between content and service providers. That means the federal agency would have the ability to rule on agreements between Verizon and Netflix. The FCC could get involved in what content I can play on American Horrors. And the big point of why I do American Horrors online is so I can bring you guys nothing but the bloody best in horror and not have some asshole politician try to tell me what I can do in horror and what I can't.
It would be like television. You'd have rules, or if you want it to be like HBO and show things uncut, you'd have to pay for that privilege.
Yeah, and they want to make this a Title II classification that would treat the internet as a public utility regulated by the United States government. And they would have all these stringent new regulations as if it's a utility. And they would still have these slow lanes for people who can't pay as much money with the super fast lanes for the big businesses. So a company like Netflix could get crushed by Comcast because they'd be competing directly with Comcast Hulu service. And they've already had issues where they've said, yeah, we have ramped down the ability of people to watch a service like Netflix. We have interfered with Netflix's flow. We have interfered with the flow of people trying to watch film on instead of Hulu.
You heard about what had just happened with the FTC at AT&T, right?
No, uh-uh.
AT&T sold unlimited data plans for X amount of dollars. Well, what happened was they found out we were all data hogs. So if you use, once you hit a cap, which you shouldn't have in unlimited, they will throttle you down to, according to the FCC's document, dial-up speeds for the rest of the month. They're being sued. You have unlimited data, but if you go over a certain amount, we throttle you down.
And, you know, AT&T is lying to people, and they're interfering with people's ability to get alternative content. Alki David, the owner of Film On, has been fighting against the powers that be and American Broadcast that have been trying to lock him out of the market with what he's providing, a better service than they are, a service that I think customers will like more. And part of getting rid of net neutrality is American corporations wanting to maintain the status quo and the same shitty service we get. Dude, I'm watching, Time Warner gave me a discount on my DVR and on my cable because I've had so many problems with the channels not playing. And I noticed something with my billing. Used to be, you'd take your car to the mechanic, and then he'd fix it, and then you'd pay the mechanic. Or you order a pizza, and then when it gets here, you pay for it. But now the internet wants to bill, or not the internet, Time Warner is billing its customers for the month that's going to happen. So they're billing me for services they have not provided yet. And they are harassing me on the phone if I don't pay the day they want it due before they've even provided the service that they're billing me for. They start calling me 6 times, 7 times a day, and their services don't even work. The DVR doesn't work right. It's always rebooting. I never had these kinds of problems when I had regular cable. I didn't have these problems when I had fucking TiVo, you know, back in the old days. It's really, these corporations are shafting us harder and harder. And because they own the news services, they're ignoring the big stories. I'd say American internet corporations losing $35 billion over NSA spying in just one company is a major fucking story. How about this one about Apple users are finding out that your data is being put on cloud servers without your knowledge or permission?
That's how Jennifer Lawrence and all them got their photos stolen. They never uploaded their photos to the cloud. Apple did it for them.
Without their permission. Exactly. They're doing these things where they're saving it to another drive without you even knowing it. And then when you delete the photo from, you think it's deleted from your phone, it's still a copy
Apple
of it
still
in
has
Apple
it.
Server. And that's really fucked up, dude. That's some really fucked up shit. That's why I say this cloud stuff is death. I mean, for one, the data isn't protected at all. Two, let's say you didn't pay your bill that month, but you got a big job to do. Now you can't access your data. But if I bought a fucking hard drive, I own that fucking hard drive. It's mine. It's in my house. It's on my property. I possess it.
That's the problem I have with streaming. Everybody, let's just stream the movies. They assume like that movie's always going to be on Netflix. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
My DVD will, in quotes, always be there. My VHS will always be there. The streaming service can be shut down at any time.
And I highly recommend to people buy your own DVD player. And I say avoid playing your DVDs and your movies on your PlayStation, because the PlayStation and the Xbox One are all keeping track of your viewing habits. They keep a list of every movie you rent. Guys, if you're illegally pirating stuff and putting it on your PlayStation to watch, when you log in to play your game, now there's a record of it. Now Sony has that information. Sony knows what movies you've illegally watched on that drive. You got to stop, folks. All this stuff is about spying on us. And what have we seen, too, that they're not talking about? Oh, in the first 6 months of 2014, governments around the world have made 34,946 requests for data from Facebook. In fact, Facebook is swamped with sweeping government warrants for private citizens' Facebook data.
It's not even just the government. It's private corporations. Disney sent a subpoena to Google to get the IP address of the person that uploaded the Age of Ultron trailer that leaked that.
Well, you know, it seems to me that the police should be on that, because that's a piracy issue. And it seems that the police should be the ones subpoenaing that information and not a corporation. But then again, I've been told by my people in government and by reading articles online that now Google is considered a part of the U.S. government. Google is part of Big Mother.
Yes, this like in the Age of Ultron thing, the person did technically steal it and leak their information. I don't think
they're
that's subpoenaable. I mean, if the person got caught, I don't think to catch him, a corporation has that right. The FBI can subpoena that to catch somebody, not Disney.
Well, if Disney's suing Google, I can understand that. You know, I get it. Where's all the outrage over the FBI hacking in teenage kids' computers by sending spyware disguised as links to news reports that are listed on the Associated Press? Yeah,
Mark,
that's right, guys.
It's worse than that. The FBI and the NSA, a judge has backed this. They are legally able to make fake Facebook accounts about real people to try and catch a criminal. Three separate cases, real people have found that a duplicate Facebook account that's not them, it's actually run by the FBI, was used to try and catch a criminal. They can literally impersonate you, Hart Fisher, to catch somebody.
That is some fucked up shit. Well, on that note, folks, find us online. You can find me at Twitter. We now have Twitter for Heart Attack. Heart Attack Radio is the handle you're going to look for on Twitter. Check us out at facebook.com/Heart Attack Radio. If you have been looking for the American Horrors website, we have been transferring it to the domain to a new host. So that is why the site has been down. It should be up. Hopefully it'll be up by Saturday. It should be up today as we record this. I'm working with the webmistress of American Horrors to get that done. So, guys, don't freak out. We're all good. Everything's good. Life is pretty sweet over here. I'm Hart D. Fisher. I'll be back to fuck with you some more next week.
The party starts now!
guys both live in America, and you are on Google, whether you want to be or not. You are on Google Street View. I can look up both of your homes on Google Street View.
Like a fucking stalker.
Well, it does enable stalking. But a woman in Canada has sued Google Street View, and the Canadian government has awarded her $2,250, which is around $2,000 American, because it showed her boobs. Now, she wasn't, like, sitting out on her porch just naked. She was sitting on her porch in a low-cut top, leaning over. It looks like she's got a smartphone in her hand to connect to the last segment. And she's, like, totally cleavage. You can see this clearly on the Canadian Google Street View. Do you think Google should be liable for what people are doing when they drive by? Personally, I don't like the idea that anyone can come and look at my house and look at the position of my cars. And in my Google Street View, they must have caught on just the right moment when they drove by. My lawn is half mowed with the lawnmower sitting out on the lawn. My son must have been mowing the lawn that day, came in for a break, and then the fuckers drove by. So I look like a total fucking hillbilly in my house.
I don't really understand why it's Google's problem that she was outside of her house wearing something revealing. I don't think it should be online necessarily for everyone to see, but it's not their fault that she was out at that time wearing something that mostly covered her. She made the choice to wear that, and I'm not saying, like, hey, you should have your picture all over the internet because you were wearing something low and you made that choice, but it's like, you wore this outside of your house. Like, Google can't necessarily take responsibility for it. I mean, if you asked them, hey, this shows too much of my cleavage, can you take that down? And they were like, lol, nope. Then I could see it being a lawsuit, but...
How about the fact that no one has asked for permission? You can't opt out. You can't say, I don't want my house on Google. It's, no, we are mapping, in our case, the entire United States. You don't have an option in this. Isn't this the loss of privacy? Because, I mean, like, on Facebook or Twitter, we choose what we want to put out there. You don't get to choose whether you're on Google Earth and Google Street View. Isn't this more of a matter of loss of privacy?
I mean, you don't own your street or anything. You can't stop them from driving up and down it. You can't stop, you know, if you had a stalker, you couldn't stop them from driving up and down in your real neighborhood or anything like that. I've never really thought of it as a loss of privacy because I don't go around telling people my address, so they don't know where I live, so they can't go Google map my address because nobody knows where I live.
I don't know. I don't want to award the plaintiff in this case because I don't get where that line is. I don't get where you're not too embarrassed to wear the thing in the first place, but too embarrassed to be seen wearing the thing in the first place. Like, that's never made sense to me. If you're... I don't know. That's just confusing
to me. I think in that case it comes down to she didn't choose to put her boobs online.
Well, it's only part of her boobs that's online. It's her cleavage that's online, and she was okay with wearing it outside.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can see the Google Street View car. It's that weird little thing that looks like it has R2-D2 on the top, and it drives itself. You know that's around. You can see that. I mean, just...
Now, she might not have seen it because she was busy looking on her phone, but it's sort of the idea that there really is no privacy anymore, and anywhere that you go, there is a camera. There's cameras everywhere.
That's my problem, Kat.
What are you doing that you need so much privacy, Josh, huh?
Okay, that's a government answer. Well, if you're not doing anything wrong, then what's wrong with us just coming in to check your house? Because I'm entitled to privacy, that I should have the option to put my shit online or not. Like, the dumb shit I post on Facebook, that's my choice to do that. Now, if it was like Charlie coming into my house and posting my shit on Facebook, that would be inherently wrong on multiple levels.
Mostly because it's Charlie.
Well, yeah, that's the multiple levels part.
That's the first two.
But I mean, it's not my choice to have my house out there. Especially, like I said, my lawn is half mowed with the lawnmower sitting in the middle of the lawn. It looks like a fucking hillbilly just because of the weird moment that they came by. And there are numerous other people that have complained about Google making them look like idiots because, like, one person was moving a bunch of stuff in and out of the house, so all their furniture's all over their lawn, so now a burglar can see everything that they've got. It's, you were not asked about this. It was, no, this is Google. You will be on Google. I think that's the problem.
Do you think that Google Maps has done more harm than good?
I don't know about more harm than good, but you can't deny that they've done harm. There have been three different lawsuits about Google from women that were stalked, that men used Google Earth and whatnot to stalk women. It makes it easier for you to lose your privacy. That's part of my problem, especially if you don't have the opt-out.
I don't think it makes it easier, because I think if somebody, well, I mean, maybe it does, but I think if somebody's going to stalk you, it's not going to matter if Google Earth exists or not. They're going to find a way. If it makes it a little easier, great. That saved them a few hours.
It's slightly enabling then.
I don't know about that.
Fair enough. Hey, we're allowed to disagree. Charlie, do you agree with me or Kat?
Don't be forced to pick sides. Don't let him make you pick sides. Charlie, do you love daddy or mommy more?
I don't know. I agree with both you and I do disagree with both you. I don't think it's right for Google Earth to incorporate photographs, like photographs of people who did not give their permission to be photographed. I don't think that's right. I think if we're going to allow Google to do that, then that's going to rearrange everything in that we know about copyright law. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does seem kind of unfair that it really feels like you should be able to say, hey, this snapshot of my neighborhood has me in it and I don't want to be in this picture. You should be able to opt out, and then they can use another picture or drive by another day or something. But I also know people, so like my friend, for example, can use Google Maps, like Google Maps drove down his grandmother's house, you know, street in England, and that's the only picture he has left of her. You know, like, hey, he can always, you know, go through, well, maybe not the only picture, but, you know, he can always Google map his grandmother's house, and there's the street view of his grandmother sitting on the porch, you know? Like, to me, that seems okay. Like,
And if that's the only way we're being used, that would be fine. But we all know right. that that's not the only way it's being used. But on the other hand, I can't 100% agree with Josh, because I do agree to a certain level that you can't, that it's sort of an ego-driven right to pursue. Yes, we all have the right to privacy. There's really no good reason to demand it in the face of, like, if it's just a photograph, just a random photograph. It's just such a weird thing to be upset about. If it doesn't show anything that you're embarrassed about, or if it does show something you're embarrassed about, I think the problem is that you're too easily embarrassed. I think
right?
people, I don't know, I think people should be more guarded with their information. I don't know, the level where Google Maps is now, granted there's potential to get way worse in the future, but where it is now, you're still able to protect your privacy with that.
They never even asked whether you used to have to, if somebody comes up to you on the street and is filming a documentary, you have to sign a release form for them to use your face. Why is Google not have to do that? Why is Google able to use some...
If somebody's filming a movie and you're just walking by in the background, you don't have to sign permission to be walking by in the background.
But I just think Google is making money off this, and they never even asked my permission whether I wanted to be part of this. You're part of it whether you want to be or not.
It's sort of, in my opinion, it's sort of like guns on the streets. The technology got there before we knew what we had, and we can't walk it back. And satellite imagery and the mapping industry is very tricky. And it sort of feels like this probably should never have been public information to begin with. Like, this always should have been for, you know, different usage. It should have been more private. It should have been for the military or for the government or the CIA or whoever. But it's not anymore, because somebody with a satellite decided they wanted to make money off of it and sold it to the public instead. And we can't walk that technology backwards.
Once the genie's out of the bottle's gone.
Yeah, and I say this because my dad kind of works in the, you know, defense mapping industry, so he kind of knows shit about this. And I kind of feel like, how did this even get public in the first place? I don't know, but it has so many benefits.
But it's got deficits as well.
Right.
It does have deficits and benefits. I don't know. I think things would be better if Google would just back the fuck off and try not to be so all-encompassingly perfect when it comes to mapping something. And I think people would feel better if they had fewer secrets that they were so freaked out about.
Yeah,
I think people are allowed their secrets if they want their secrets.
But not everybody's secrets are always that healthy, though.
Well, we're not talking about health. I just still think you're allowed your secret, whether no matter what
it is. Your secret could be that you're a serial killer, and I don't think you should be allowed to keep that a secret.
Hey, Captain Crunch deserved it. That motherfucker wouldn't stop looking at me.
I'm allowed to put my penis into a toaster. I don't do it. People are allowed to have secrets. I'm saying they would feel better if they didn't.
Okay, we're not going to agree on this one. So how about we move to Austin on something we can probably all agree on? Austin, Texas, two police officers, Lytle and Castillo, are in a little bit of trouble. They're just bantering in their car back and forth, talking about ignoring crimes and why they don't really want to help people, and quoting, "Either that or you just think because we turned a blind eye towards everything. I want to report a robbery. Yeah, well, you probably deserved it." Or they spot a woman. "Look at that girl over there. Go ahead, call the cops. It's not like they can unrape you." And then the best part, "You did turn the camera off, didn't you?" I'm not kidding. These cops are in a lot of trouble. The Austin PD has confirmed that the video of them is accurate and it is real. They are Austin police officers. These cops are joking about raping a woman. They're joking about not responding to crimes, about you deserving to get robbed because you reported a robbery. And the worst part at all, that they knew they were on camera, but they knew they could turn the camera off. My big issue is, why do the officers even have the option of turning the camera off? Isn't the fucking point of the camera to keep the officers honest? Why do they get this option?
They should not have that option. It does defeat the whole point of having the camera there. And I do think they should both be fired, not because of any sort of Orwellian surveillance issue or because of people being held to a different standard than the rest of us. I think they should be fired because I would be fired if I said that where I work. You guys would both be fired if you said that where you work. It's just, I think police should be held to the same standards, at least to a convenience store clerk. You know what I mean?
I think
any company would fire anyone for displaying that level of unprofessionalism.
They can't unrape you.
Yeah, exactly.
How
I think
much
they should
time
be fired.
Did these people spend on 4chan? Like, really? I don't know what kind of a camera it is, but I do know a bit about how expensive cameras are and how expensive data storage is. And I don't know how most departments even fund it, because it gets quite expensive, like just storing all of that video.
I'll pay a tax on it.
and that was one of the big criticisms of Ferguson, was why didn't they have cameras? And it was, well, they do have cameras, but they can't afford to get them installed because the department doesn't have enough money to do anything because, yeah. Anyway, so it's quite expensive. And I imagine that they don't have them turned on literally every second of the day, because it probably every second of the day doesn't warrant it. But who are we to decide that, like, we're your fucking public citizens? They should, as long as you are on duty, you should have that fucking camera on.
And I you agree with that wholeheartedly.
You shouldn't be allowed to turn it off. And any time that if you were off duty and you decided to respond to something, that camera should be on, as long as your vehicle actually has cameras. Not all of them do, because not everyone can afford it. Yeah, why... And this is while they were on duty, I guess?
Yes, this is while they were on duty in their patrol car. And
just patrolling.
And it turns out that Castillo he's one of their sexual assault investigators. Great. The guy who made the "they can't unrape you" joke.
Great.
So
Great.
Now IAB is having to go through all of his previous sexual assault contacts to see if he was out of line with them too. This sounds to me not like a Vic Mackey kind of bad cop, but just a guy who doesn't have what it takes to be a fucking cop.
Like, how did these people get, like, what kind of screening process did you go through? I wonder if it's they were honest when they started. They were good, honest cop when they started. And they're so, like, dejected and jaded by their job, or some circumstance in their life has changed to make them bad cops, or did they just hire bad people to begin with?
It's Austin.
It's Austin, so
they hired bad people to begin with. I think the police, how many fucking episodes have I said this on? They need a better fucking screening process.
They pretty much take anyone at this point. Oh, you don't have a criminal record? Here's your gun.
Well, I don't know. This isn't the army, but
I don't know. I think this is exactly why every on-duty police officer in America should have a camera attached to them. I don't
And as soon as you figure out how many
how much money that's going to cost the American people in taxes, because that would be so expensive.
Actually, in Oregon, they passed a law. It's going to be state law that all Oregon police officers have to wear pinhole lapel cameras. And of course, the police union has fought it every step of the way, because why? I don't understand why you would fight this. Because think about it. Not only does it protect the public from a rogue cop, it would protect the cop from a false harassment allegation, a false brutality allegation, and aid in court. Hey, the camera showed the guy throwing the pot into the sewer. There's no downside other than the data storage issue Kat brought up of cops wearing lapel pins, other than, like Kat, you joked about with me in the first segment, what are you afraid of people seeing?
I would say maybe going to the bathroom. Okay. We just had a conversation about you shouldn't be able to turn it off, but now we're saying you should be monitored at all times.
When you're on duty, a police officer has a lethal killing instrument, and he has the right to use it. That, I believe, holds you to a higher standard than somebody who works at Loaf and Jug.
I agree, though. I think if we build maybe one fewer B-2 bomber this year, we might be able to afford it for every police department in the country.
That would be nice, which would be great. But you also have to think these are people who would suffer an invasion of privacy if every one of their actions were monitored, because they're on duty. They still have to pee. I have to pee when I go to work. I wouldn't want to be monitored at all times when I'm at work because I have to go pee, or, I don't know, like eat a sandwich while they're working, while they're on patrol or something.
Well, I think when they go on their lunch or when they go on a break, the camera would be allowed to be turned off. You know, you radio in and they turn your camera off while you're on your lunch break or whatever.
That's like not having security cameras in the bathroom, just for common sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just offended that these guys, according to the article, it didn't say which was which. One was a rookie cop, one was, by rookie, they said 2 years on the force, and one was a veteran. It sickens me that both the veteran and the rookie were this jaded. And this... they can't unrape you, and you deserve to be robbed if you call in a robbery.
Yeah, a lot of those people are, they're guys who have issues with humanity and became cops to further pursue that.
And what a shame, because it's obviously not working out so well for them. What the fuck?
They need a better screening process.
Well, let's move on to the ironic story. Now, you guys heard about how last year the Secret Service, 9 different individuals were caught in prostitution allegations when the president went over to Colombia, and it turned out that his Secret Service staff loved the ladies that they had to pay for in their hotel rooms, right?
Is prostitution illegal in Colombia?
No, but they're American citizens, and they're protecting the president, so they're still subject to American law.
In another country. Okay, sure, fine.
It's kind of like an embassy, how, you know, the embassy over in Spain is still American soil, for example.
Right. Were they at an embassy? Like, did they break any laws of the country they were in? Is this just us holding them to a higher standard than we hold ourselves because of their job?
Well, their job does specifically say they cannot commit crimes.
Okay, but they weren't committing a
crime. Prostitution is a crime, so...
in our country, but not that country.
I don't know if Colombia... I don't know what the prostitution law in Colombia actually is.
See, I'm just curious if they were committing a crime or not.
No, yeah, you're making a valid point. I just don't know the answer to it.
I'm very confused about if they did something wrong or if we're just holding them to a we don't like prostitution standard.
Well, because prostitution's involved in this again. David Neeland is a private investigator from the Department of Homeland Security. He was charged with investigating these incidents in Colombia. He has just resigned because he's been caught with a prostitute. Is the irony thick enough?
No, I think we should add a little flour to it and whisk it in a pan and thicken it up a little more.
The investigator in the prostitution scandal has been caught with a prostitute. Now, of course, he says he was never with the prostitute. The prostitute says, yeah, I was with him. The FBI was surveilling a house of prostitution. They saw him go in, about 20 minutes later come out, and then they busted him, you know, assuming he'd been with her. She says, yes, he paid me for sex. He says, no, I was in there on other matters, claiming he was investigating the prostitution case. So I'm not saying he did it. We don't know if Neeland actually did this or not. The irony is that the man investigating the accused prostitution scandal is accused of being with a prostitute. That's the funny part.
He needed to go in there for research on how to pick up prostitutes just to see, you know, he was doing some in-depth research in there all night long.
In-depth. Oh, I see what you did there.
That is delicious. I think it's fucking hilarious. O. Henry could do no better. I think this is awesome. I don't know if I agree with the actual charge, though, of the Secret Service agents. I mean, if they were on duty then they should be fired for dereliction of duty. It's not a legal thing. It's an employment thing. And if, like Cass
said,
if
somebody had tried to kill the president, imagine if somebody had tried to kill the president while you were going down on a whore.
Hey, but if you were off duty, it's not your fault.
Yeah, if you were not on the clock, and like Kat said, if prostitution is legal in Colombia, we don't know if it is or not, but if it is, no crime was committed.
And then it's just us holding these people to a higher standard, and it really is our country's obsession with prostitution being a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've never gotten a prostitute, but if someone wants to get an of-age professional prostitute, I'm not going to stand in their way to do that. Go for it.
Oh, yeah, I'm absolutely for prostitution. I don't think prostitution should be illegal. To quote George Carlin, selling is legal, fucking is legal. Why is selling fucking illegal? Why is it illegal to sell something that's perfectly illegal to give away?
I think there's a lot more than just fucking that goes hand in hand with prostitution. Not always, but there's like trafficking and drugs. Lots of other things that just sort of go hand in hand with prostitution.
The necessity of not having to see them the next day.
Isn't that like what you're paying for?
Goes down with, yeah, some weird shit goes down with prostitutes.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what
not saying
paying
it's not
for.
Dangerous. But if it's legal in Colombia, then I don't think they committed a crime.
You're off topic with that.
Yeah, it is. I think it's funny that the investigator... that would be like back in the 90s if Kenneth Starr was accused of getting a blowjob from a plumpy intern. It's just the irony of all the reasons to resign is the one that you're actually investigating.
Mm-hmm.
The one that you're supposed to be morally responsible for people doing or not doing.
Exactly. So I just find that amusing. I might not, maybe I shouldn't have, but I did.
No, it's funny.
I sure did.
We've talked about a lot of weird crap this episode. If people want to talk about weird crap with Kat, where could they find her?
Please don't send me weird messages, but you can listen to me talk about stuff on Twitter at LabyrinthCat and Facebook.com/NerdistCat. And you can also find me on my other show, Nerd to the Third Power, over on That Guy with the Glasses under the podcast tab.
Nobody wants to listen to Charlie, but if they want to at least stalk you, they can use Google Earth and find you where?
You can send me all the weird messages you want, everybody. You can find me on Twitter at Charlie McMullen, Facebook, and getting over a cold, also at GeekJuiceMedia.com.
Use Google Earth to find him where to find out where to send some cough syrup.
Oh yeah, I mean not through the mail. I know the law, but you know, just drop it off.
And you can find me at 1201beyond.com and contact the show at 1201beyond@gmail.com if you want to stalk me, which I know many of you already are. I know
creepers.
I know it.
What the Fuck is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.